Chapter 10. When the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bore spices and very much gold and precious stones, and when she was come to Solomon, she talked with him of all that was in her heart. Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hidden from the king which he didn't tell her. When the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their clothing, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. She said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of your acts and of your wisdom. However, I didn't believe the words until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame which I heard. Happy are your men. Happy are these your servants who stand continually before you and who hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God who delighted in you to set you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore he made you king to do justice and righteousness." She gave the king 120 talents of gold, and a very large amount of spices and precious stones. There came no more again such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. The navy also of Hiram, that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great quantities of almug trees and precious stones. The king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for the singers. There came no such almug trees, nor were they ever seen again to this day. King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of the gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that which the traders brought, and the traffic of the merchants, and of all the kings of the mixed people, and of the governors of the country. King Solomon made 200 bucklers of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one buckler. He made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 minas of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the finest gold. There were 6 steps to the throne, and the top of the throne was round behind, and there were stays on either side by the place of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the stays. 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other, on the 6 steps. There was nothing like it made in any kingdom. All King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was accounted for nothing in the days of Solomon. For the king had a sea, a navy of Tarshish, with the navy of Hiram. Once every 3 years the navy came of Tarshish bringing gold and silver, ivory, and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. All the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. Every man brought his tribute, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, and clothing and armor and spices, horses and mules, at a set rate year by year. Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen that he kept in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. The king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars he made to be as the sycamore trees that are in the lowland for abundance. The horses which Solomon had were brought out of Egypt, and the king's merchants received them in quantities, each quantity at a price. A chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and so for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria did they bring them out by their means.